Carolyn Ganza rents a 1,700 square foot house in Mesa with her four dogs, two kids, and her daughter's boyfriend. The house isn't anything spectacular, but it's roomy and it has a yard. She moved in more than 3 months ago, and soon after, she got a foreclosure letter in the mail.
I came home on my lunch from work and got the mail, and I opened it up and saw it, and I was very angry. You know, what am I supposed to do? You know, and I didn't know what my options were right then and there. So I'm thinking the holidays are here. Am I going to have to move? Am I losing my home? You know, it's frustrating.
Ganza pays $900 in rent each month. When she called the owner's property manager, the company told her it must be a mistake.
They're denying it. I don't know how they can when it's written and it's got a court document, but they're denying that there's anything going on.
So here she is, still sending rent each month to someone who isn't paying the mortgage. She's the odd man out in a game between the bank and the landlord.
I just feel like, you know, I've been stolen from in a way because they're taking my hard-earned money.
It's theft, pure and simple, as far as I'm concerned.
Ken Volk runs the Arizona Tenant Advocates Association. He says there are no statistics on how many renters send money to landlords that never pay the mortgage. The Arizona Housing Department and a research professor at Arizona State University both agree. But about a year ago, Volk would get three or four calls every day from people like Ganza. Now he says it's about one a day. Volk says the law is clear that even if a home goes into foreclosure, the renter needs to pay. But there's no law that forces a landlord to use that rent to pay the mortgage.
You would think the most fundamental thing a landlord should pay in order to assure that what he says he can provide is being provided is to pay the damn mortgage. And yet, they just pocket the money.
There are state and federal laws that provide some protection to renters in this position. 2 years ago, Congress passed a law that gives renters 90 days to move after the home is sold at auction. Arizona has also passed a law that requires landlords to notify a renter if they're moving into a house that's already in foreclosure. But Volk says if landlords break the law and don't give notice, there's still little a renter can do.
How can you fix something, you know, after the milk has spilt?
Renters could take their landlords to court, but who can afford that these days? Claire Abel represents banks and lenders in these situations for the law firm of Birch and Caracciolo. She says banks can't legally work with renters because the bank's contract is with the homeowner. Abel says that if homeowners won't talk, renters are left in the dark.
The people who work for the lenders are humans too, and they want to be able to answer the questions, but they're, you know, legally prevented from being able to give any information whatsoever.
Ultimately, it's the landlord who holds the power, and sometimes the landlord chooses to work with the renter. In fact, Mesa renter Carolyn Ganza has been through this before. 2 years ago, the condo she rented went into default, but the landlord told her the foreclosure was coming and even gave her a couple months of free rent.
At least that landlord was up front with me and he was a good guy.
In the end, Ganza thinks all the laws, contracts, and courts won't help her or anyone else in a similar position. To her, the problem is simple.
People don't care about other people, and that's the problem. One of the problems of the world, of course, but people don't care about what happens to other people.
So the next time she rents a place, Ganza says she'll ask the landlord for some verification that the mortgage is being paid. She figures if landlords check to make sure she can pay her rent, then she should be able to make sure that they can pay their mortgage. For KJZZ, I'm Weston Phippen.